Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Remember the magic eight ball? Inside the toy is an object that displays random answers to any question you might have. Will it rain tomorrow? Without a doubt. Will it rain money? My sources say no. Looking over the various forecasts for the farm economy, I feel as if I'm looking at a magic eight ball because there are many possible answers. Speaking at last week's USDA Agricultural Outlook Forum, the department's chief economist, Rob Johansson, said that farm exports would go up this year as China increases its imports of farm products from the United States. China agreed to as much as $40 billion in agricultural, forestry, and seafood imports under the new Phase 1 trade deal with the U.S., but until more evidence presents itself, Johansson and others are content to say that the ag total will be closer to $14.5 billion in 2020. Outlook good. That $14.5 billion estimate is a slight improvement over the $13.8 billion we've seen over the past year, but it's still below the almost $20 billion in U.S. agricultural exports to China in 2017, before the trade war began. China's problems with African swine fever and, now, coronavirus have dampened demand for soybeans and other agricultural products, but any increase is good news. It's also important to realize that the United States' share of China's market has shrunk as China looked to our competitors to fill their market basket. In 2016, imports from the U.S. made up 22% of China's total agricultural imports by value. By 2018, our share had dropped to 12%. Now, with China's new Phase 1 commitments, we can expect our share to grow, but our competitors aren't walking away from such a huge market. We certainly have the potential to reach $40 billion per year in agricultural exports to China, but U.S. agriculture will have to fight for market share to achieve that goal. Cannot predict now. One prediction that's been consistent so far is that we'll have more farm goods to find markets for in 2020. Most forecasts assume that farmers will plant and harvest more crops this year because they won't face the freezing, wet weather that kept many of them out of the fields last spring. Signs point to yes. Of course, that's great news for farmers and ranchers. A good crop is what we work so hard to achieve, but it also puts pressure on our prices. Outlook not so good. For 2020, cash receipts from crop and livestock sales are projected at $384.4 billion, up 2.7% from 2019. However, the higher cash receipts will not fully offset the loss of market facilitation program payments. If you take away trade support and other federal support, net cash income will be down 2% this year. Agricultural markets aren't like a water faucet. It will take time to go from a trickle to a steady stream. In the meantime, farmers and ranchers still have to buy inputs, pay interest, and, for quite a few, pay rent. That could make this year difficult, even if exports and cash receipts are on an upward trend. So have we turned the corner in the farm economy? Ask again later. Shortly before the Agricultural Outlook Forum, USDA released its long-term projections for agriculture, all the way out to 2029. USDA is careful to emphasize that projections are not a forecast. The projections are based on assumptions that the state of play at the time the report is written are continued for the entire projection period. For this report, that meant that China's retaliatory tariffs of 25% or more would remain on U.S. agricultural exports. Very doubtful, as China already is reducing tariffs on some agricultural products under the Phase 1 agreement. Still, the long-term projection is for prices for most crops, except soybeans, to rise slowly over the next decade. That's good news, because if you then take away the assumption about retaliatory tariffs remaining in place, prices should fare even better than projected. The report also says relatively low feed costs will benefit livestock sector returns. Meanwhile, population in Africa, the Middle East, and Latin America, where the U.S. currently is seeking new trade deals, is expected to grow modestly. Even where population growth rates are slowing down, they're doing so because of rising incomes and higher life expectancy, both of which, without a doubt, benefit demand for higher value farm goods. Finally, the report projects the value of the dollar will decline slightly as the currencies of major trading partners appreciate or remain steady. That also will benefit demand for U.S. agricultural exports. Signs point to yes. When it comes to any economic outlook, and especially long-term projections, the answer is bound to be, reply hazy, try again. But it sure is good to see a few good forecasts and projections to pin our hopes on as many of us prepare to plant spring crops and welcome spring flocks, calves, lambs, and piglets. One thing I know is the American farmer and rancher will keep doing what we do best, being highly efficient and productive and meeting global demand for our high-value farm goods. It is decidedly so. A Farm Bureau-backed bill would help timber farmers recover from natural disasters by increasing the amount of financial relief provided by the casualty loss tax deduction. The Forest Recovery Act of 2019, or House Resolution 1444, would allow timber farmers to continue their businesses, encourage the reforestation of timberland, and help rural communities maintain their economic base, according to Zippy Duval, AFBF president, in a letter to Representative Buddy Carter of Georgia, the bill's sponsor. The Agriculture Department's recent Agricultural Outlook Forum presented a first look at the supply and demand projections for cotton and grains and oilseeds for the 2020-2021 crop year. For the soon-to-be-underway 2020 growing season, USDA is projecting corn and soybean acres, yield and production to increase following adverse planting and growing conditions experienced last year. Meanwhile, wheat and cotton acres, as well as production, are both expected to decline this upcoming year. Demand improvement for soybeans and wheat and flat demand for cotton are expected to pull down ending inventories across all three crops and are likely to lead to higher prices in 2020. For corn, the pace of supply growth is likely to exceed that of demand, and corn prices are expected to fall in 2020 as inventory is expected to rise to an all-time high. Applications are now available for nurse practitioner scholarships through the Illinois Farm Bureau Rural Nurse Practitioner Scholarship Program. There will be 10 scholarships worth $4,000 each granted this year. The scholarship program, now in its 28th year, helps encourage and develop the pool of rural health practitioners to help meet primary health care needs in rural Illinois. Students who receive scholarships agree to practice for 2 years in an approved rural area in Illinois. To be eligible for the scholarship, students must be Illinois residents and be registered nurses, nurse accepted or enrolled in an accredited nurse practitioner program. Funding is provided by the Rural Illinois Medical Student Assistance Program. Applications are available throughout the state on the Rural Illinois Medical Student Assistance Program website at rimsap.com or by contacting Illinois Farm Bureau. Applications are due May 1st. The Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation is offering one $1,500, one $1,000, and seven $500 scholarships for the upcoming 2020-2021 school year to students wishing to pursue agriculture majors. The foundation offers the scholarship to provide encouragement and financial assistance to Macoupin County residents and or students of Macoupin County schools who display well-balanced attributes of good citizenship, commitment to activities, and scholastic ability. The applicant must be a graduating high school senior or a current college student who plans to attend or is attending an Illinois junior college, college, university, or career technical education program and majoring in agriculture. Applications are available through your high school guidance counselor, high school agriculture instructor, or the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. An electronic copy of the application can be requested by contacting the Farm Bureau office by telephone or by email at mcfb@frontiernet.net. All applications must be submitted to the Farm Bureau office by March 27th. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.